So essentially, this is called the hitchless trailer, and what it allows you to do is do all the things a trailer does without the inconvenience of a trailer. Because riding around town with a trailer, I've tried that. You know, going around corners, you have to worry about whether it's going to flip over. And, you know, parking it is a pain, and dealing with it in traffic, it's just not as maneuverable because you have this extra thing back there. And with this, it just feels like a normal bike. It feels maybe it turns slightly slower, but it doesn't make a huge difference in the handling. So it really feels just like you're riding a normal bike. And yet, I've carried as many as 6 bags of groceries in this. I've carried a large stereo system. I've carried an office chair, 8x10 carpet.
Oh, wow.
All of the above.
Oh, thank you.
And your co-pilot here as well.
Yeah, and my co-pilot quite frequently. Yeah, I take her to daycare and back. So,
could you possibly walk through the steps of what was involved in putting this together? I mean, you don't have to go into minute detail, but maybe...
Sure. Well, so it was in 2 stages. So I had the electric assist from before. I used to live in the mountains in Utah, and I wanted to bike commute, but it was a long ride up a mountain, essentially, to get home at the end of the day. So I decided the way to encourage myself to actually do that ride daily was to get an electric assist. So I got one and sort of fell in love with the idea. And that was at a time when they were even more rare than they are today. Like, nobody knew what they were. So I've had that for a long time. And then I came here, and I'd been using it some off and on for commuting, but I was always frustrated at not being able to carry more gear. You know, I had racks and stuff on the bike, but it's just, I could never carry big loads. And so I started researching that and looking into trailers, and, you know, I have a child's trailer at home and tried using that. Just wasn't happy with that. So then I found these Xtracycles, so I ordered an Xtracycle and essentially installed that on the bike. And it's really not a very hard install. A good mechanic can do it in 2 or 3 hours. It took me probably 3.
So it's Xtracycle.com?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and this is a very flexible system where, again, things can plug in or so this is called the wide loader, and this just comes out. So if you don't need it, you don't have to have this thing sticking out here. And if you just want the basic thing without even the carrying bags, these pop off. I don't know if you saw it earlier, how they just pop off. So it's really easy to install. And then since I had the electric kit already, I put that on this just to give, since I'm carrying heavy loads sometimes and I live out of town, it's nice to have some, you know, that extra boost up the hill so I'm not going 3 miles an hour, especially summertime.
How difficult would it be to assemble this if you had no previous experience? Do you need to have a lot of... skills?
Not a lot. I mean, there are a few particular little things, you know, to keep an eye on. One is, you know, dealing with how to reroute the cables to make them longer, the standard cables on the bike, lengthening the chain, so having a little chain tool, you know, and then just aside from that, it's pretty much basic mechanical skills. And with the electric assist, it's just basic electrical skills. Nothing, you know, it's not high voltage, so it's not real dangerous. I mean, you could still short something out and start a fire, but you're probably not going to electrocute yourself, at least. So I'd say reasonably basic skills and probably a lot of patience if it's your first time. So in any case, yeah, it's the melding of again, this hitchless trailer and the electric assist that I think just makes a tremendous combination that encourages me to get on the bike nearly every day and ride 7 miles into town, you know, often with my daughter. And I think without the electric assist and without the ability to carry stuff, at least half of those days I just wouldn't do it. So this really allows me to really, you know, do it nearly every day, even often in the rain and stuff like that.
Do you recharge at work?
I do. Well, so with this new nickel metal hydride pack, it's less necessary, so I've only been doing that sometimes. With the lead acid batteries, they really are sensitive to being discharged and left discharged, so I did have a separate charger at work and would just plug them in at work, charge them back up for the ride home. It's not quite as critical, but I still sometimes bring the charger with me since I don't have two of those chargers yet.
How long does it take you to recharge?
So it depends on the battery technology. With the this one, typically after a ride into work, it's 2 to 3 hours. And if I've really run the pack down, then it's probably more like 7 to 8 hours. Yeah. We'll get food really soon. What else can I say about it? I've also, these are our handlebars that I bought on the internet just to give them a more upright and comfortable position, because the typical ones that come with mountain bikes or with road bikes, you know, I love them for mountain biking or road biking, but for just commuting, this is really nice to be up and able to look around and watch traffic or watch the scenery or, you know, whatever. So, and it tends to help with the wrists also.
So if you want to conserve your distance, let's say you're going a long distance, you can pedal, and then I guess as you get tired, you could let the electric assist
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so that's one of the things, is I've definitely noticed the hugest difference in the range that I get out of the electric is if I don't use it to accelerate after a stop sign. If I first pedal a little bit to get going and then kick in the electric assist after I'm going like 5 miles per hour, I get a lot more range out of it. So that accelerating from a stop is a huge drain on the batteries. But, you know, if I know that I'm not going very far, I'll do that anyway, because it's just fun to accelerate faster rather than slower.
So you get a little bit of cruise control in that way.
Yeah, in some sense. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, you know, uphills, I mean, that's the other place where there's a big load, but it's even that doesn't seem to decrease my range quite as much as accelerating from a stop does. It really does, yeah.
This one likes to build delay when you start until you're at 34 miles an hour.
Yeah, they have the what are they called? Delayed start controllers. Yeah. And you can get, you know, with the hub motors, you can get either delayed start or start first controllers. The start first controllers are a little more expensive and complicated. Because they have to have Hall effect sensors on them for reasons that I haven't figured out fully yet. So, yeah. So in any case, I think it's really great. Again, summertime when it's hot outside, even if it's 90, you know, as long as it's below skin temperature, riding this bike is actually okay for me because I'm going fast enough that I'm getting cooling from the breeze. So if it gets over skin temperature, like around 98 degrees, sometimes I won't ride.
It wasn't there too many days this summer.
Yeah, fortunately not.
Will this kit fit on any bicycle or the?
It fits. So the particular one I have is designed for any 26-inch wheel bicycle, which is essentially most mountain bikes. They also have a kit for the larger wheel for the 700C wheel bikes. So if you have a road bike, you can now get a kit that fits that. It's slightly different geometry.
Yeah. And what are the approximate costs for the kit?
So the basic frame of the kit is about $230, and then the add-on, the bags and the top deck are add another almost $200 to it. So like the whole basic kit is $400 if you want the bags and everything. And then this is another $40, and then the foot pegs are another $40. So, and there are lots of other accessories. They even have a blender, a bike-powered blender you can get.
My neighbor is using that. Yeah, it's a little stand, and then it fits in here.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a blender.
So just the electric assist alone is about $200, you said?
No, so the electric assist is typically more than that. So this electric assist was around $400, and that included battery and everything. Probably that's about the same range as sort of the lower end electric assists that you can buy right now. Like the Crystalite motors, the Crystalite motor kits. They essentially you can get the low end ones with a battery and everything ready to go for $300 to $400 range. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.